There is a particular challenge among many other challenges now, but it is that natural desire as a woman becoming powerful to be able to do a thing and then change things. And that particular movement is, shall we say, stunted because of all the things that are going on around you. And so part of the thing to learn here is to look at what is on your mind and say, how much time do I want to spend on someone's mental illness, like your president? How much time do I need to think about that? Or do I need to say, he is off mentally and this is what he is going to do, and I have no power over it. I can see it, I cannot like it, but I do not need to engage with it. My conversations do not need to begin and end with insanity. That is just not good for me. And on the other hand, what can I do where I can actually create? And that could be literally anything. That could be doing art. It could be singing a song. It could be cooking a particular dish that you like. It could be doing something that you've never done before. And when you are in those areas, then you are calling the creative body. And that is the part of yourself that's closely connected to your spirit, and that is connected to the universe. So the more you can do that, and the less you interface with something that is on a completely different trajectory, the better you are. Now, what have you been taught patriarchally? That you are responsible for everything. That you are responsible for everyone. That was the patriarchal teaching. And one of the things you will find as you grow, as you are all doing, by the way, so beautifully, that you will find an odd kind of resistance when you come to the place where you need to say, that is not mine. That battle is not mine. Or with someone who is talking to you, that problem is not mine. And when you are able to make that separation, there will be part of you that feels like you are not caring enough. That if you were really being a good woman, you would take all of that on. But the mother wants you to know that you do not take on things that are bad for you. Let us say that again. You do not take on things that are bad for you, where you will have to be in a kind of energy that your own energy does not care for at all. And so in breaking the patriarchal view, you will have to overcome the feeling that you are not being good, that you are not trying hard enough, that if you were a better woman, you would be more upset. We have to put that aside and make a place for the woman that you are to take steps ahead, to become strong, to become who you genuinely are. And we will mention one other patriarchal roadblock here, and that is the fear of who you really are. And this is one that is often not mentioned to women, and what a shame it is, because with identity for woman comes a great deal of shame and danger and all kinds of things that make it not good for you to become a power. Because after all, who knows what you would be like if you had power? And that one is literally as old as Eve. Literally as old as Eve. And so once again, when we begin to move with our own strength, we're going to feel the resistance. I am becoming stronger. I am learning more things. I am being able to see how the world works. I am making decisions for my own good. But is that a danger? If I continue to do that, what will I be? And of course, what the answer is, you will be who you were intended to be here on earth. You will be an energy and a force and a blessing to the world. And that is who you are intended to be. But we know our own capabilities. And that frightens us too. Because the truth of it is, because we have been women and we have not been accorded a road to have our own power, we have all, in one way or another, learned manipulations. It is the most natural thing in the world. Because you cannot go directly in your own energy to your own power, then there are sideways things that we have done. And we worry about that too. But what we would like to remind you of is, if you never had to do any of those things, you never would have. If you could have spoken the truth, said what you need, created what you wanted to create, you never would have done the side things, around the corner things, all of the things that you had to do to survive. And so when you give those things up, that is not a great loss. That is, in point of fact, a relief. That you know you are not going to be cute or coy, or you're not going to have to play those games, because now you are becoming yourself. And yourself is not dangerous. Sometimes the things you learned to exist when you did not have power, some of those things you do not want to bring forward with you. But the truth of it is, when you are creating your own power, you do not need to bring those things forward with you. They are not a danger anymore. And so one by one, the patriarchal beliefs are being struck down, but you feel them because your body has been set up in a particular way, so that when you take a step forward for yourself, you'll find the fear. You will find the fear. But we want you to pay attention to the fact that there would not be fear had you been allowed to step forward your whole life. There would not have been a fearful response. But you were not. So you are going to have a certain level of discomfort, and then it will go away, because as you become more who you are, more true, more wise, you will not need to make yourself twisted or smaller or manipulative. You simply will not need it. And that will be an enormous relief to you. There are several other of the patriarchal blocks, but we will not talk about them all tonight. We will take a few moments and speak about these together. So, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light, may you be blessed. Begin to breathe deeply, easily. Feel the blue of peace come all around you. Breathe in peace. Exhale fear. Feel that there is an energy of protection around you, and it keeps you safe in challenging times. So when you feel afraid, allow yourself to feel that protection that is provided for you, and know that you are safe, and that the energy will allow in what is good for you, but will repel anything that is bad for you. Now find your way into your heart center and feel your heart center illuminated. So all that you have built that is beautiful and true and strong and fine comes to life, and you are standing in it, feeling it, taking it in. And find a place where water flows in your heart center, and drink that water to refresh your spirit. See that a path is illuminated, and feel that you are drawn to it, and you step onto the path, and you let go of the world. Let go of anything that does not belong to you. Feel yourself taking off a cape that has the world and what other people are putting on that cape, and let it fall. And it is not on the path with you. And the path moves you upward, and the air is full of blessings. And know that those blessings are multidimensional. Help for you in the present moments. Help for you where your emotions might feel weaker than you want them to. Help for you in listening to your spirit as you walk your path. And feel the upward movement, and let your fear drop away. So there is who you really are. And who you really are lives in the smile of the universe. And you come to a place of separation. And in this place, you see before you the worries, the pain, the anxiety. And in back of those things, you see the light and the flowers and all that is beautiful in the world and in your spirit. And you see how different they are. And so you let those two things separate. And the worry and the heaviness go down away from you. And the light and the living energy that makes you feel who you really are comes forward and fills you. And you know that this is how it was always intended to be. And you move upward. You move upward on the path. And you are becoming lighter as the energy becomes finer and higher. And you come to the place of meeting. And in this place, you allow yourself to meet your own path. Feel all that is you when you are truly yourself, coming into focus and meeting you. And join with that. Now step back on the path and let it take you even higher so you are in the place of the gift. Resting your mind, know the gift. And know that your teacher is here, waiting for you, loving you, caring for you, guiding you, always there. And take this moment to receive the blessing of the teacher. Thank you, teacher, for the teacher's presence and caring and wisdom, knowing that you never walk alone. And begin to come back down the path. breathing in the blessings. And come again to your heart center. Standing in your heart, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.